Passing Exam, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Passing Exam by Saxis Sauna. The students stood patiently and waited outside the lecture hall. The lecturer at the university college quickly registered that two girls were missing from the small crowd. That's good, he thought. We can fix that later. He had been lucky. He applied for a temporary position and got it. He had the responsibility of a small group of female student nurses in the busy days leading up to an important exam. It was an exam where they had to combine theory and their reflections in a practical task. He unlocked the door, left the attendance register at a nearby table and started the clock. Trude and Anita weren't there. All right, he thought. They'll know what will happen. Class commenced. Over the last few weeks, they studied human anatomy and physiology. Since there wasn't much time left to the actual exam, he wanted to use the day for repetition. Lena, could you please explain the female breast? He said. Lena blushed. She rarely studied her homework. But he reckoned there wasn't much to complain about regarding her breasts under her tight top. Lena? She stuttered. The breast's main task is to produce milk to a newly born baby and... Very good, said Master D. Please explain a little about the anatomy as well. Lena couldn't think of anything more to say. Her left hand suddenly climbed her thigh, stomach, and up underneath her left breast. She kind of lifted it up. Of course, Master D said. If it's simpler to show something specific, please come up here. She stood up and hesitantly walked over to Pedder. Take off your top and explain anatomy using your own breasts. She didn't protest. She pulled off her tight top and bra, allowing her large breast to sway in front of the other students. He placed himself behind her, before taking her palm and placing it under her right breast. How is the breast built up? He asks. She didn't make a sound. Well, this isn't going very well. Let me show you. He put his own hand underneath the breast and squeezed carefully. He let her breast roll around in his hand before massaging it. Here, you have oil glands and mammary glands, he explained. The milk is produced in the mammary glands and then flows through channels that end up here in the nipple. He began rolling an already stiff nipple between his two fingers. A woman can feel intense desire when she's breastfeeding her baby. Why is that, Lena? She still couldn't say a word, but he noticed her breathing was heavier. Why does the nipple go long and hard even if you're not breastfeeding? Because there's contact between the breasts and... Between the breasts and... Just say it. He tugged at both nipples. As the room fell silent, he stood right behind her with his lips by her neck. He continued to fondle her firm breasts and nipples, soon causing Lena to moan. Because... She composed herself.